This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Among the closures and cutbacks that General Motors announced yesterday, one was in Spring Hill, Tennessee. They'll still make SUVs at the plant there, but no longer small cars. And that closes a small chapter in the history of GM. Spring Hill, Tennessee is the original home to the GM Saturn, which was introduced in 1990. Saturn was to be produced by what was virtually a company within a company. It was not to be just another GM mark like Buick or Chevrolet. It was to be a car unlike other American cars, more like Toyota or Honda, the cars that were grabbing the American market. Well, 15 years later, it appears that Saturn will be precisely what it was invented not to be. David Welch is Detroit bureau chief of Business Week, and he says that at this point, Saturn is really just another GM line.
You know, a lot of the engineering is shared with other brands already anyways. It uses a lot of engines, you know, made for, you know, GM cars, not just in other brands in the U.S., but all over the world. So you're going to basically see it, when these come out, fully integrated with the rest of GM.
Now, take us back to 1990 when Saturn was launched. Somehow the idea of a car that sprung from the utterly integrated GM was considered a loser in the United States at that time.
Sure. Well, this is after a whole decade of quality problems, and when GM and the other domestic car makers were struggling to downsize cars to meet some of the fuel economy requirements of consumers, some of the heavy gas prices we've had throughout that decade. And the thought was at the time, particularly with compact car buyers, that if it was American or if it was too closely associated with the big three, the traditional big three brands, that people who are already driving Hondas and Toyotas wouldn't touch it. So
but,
they came up with a new brand and a new plant, and the car itself wasn't anything really that different. It was very similar, and they used a lot of hardware with existing GM small cars.
Yeah, the problem was that when people thought of a small American car in those days, they still thought of a Chevy Vega or a Ford Pinto or some such thing. And,
sure.
And America wanted to shake those associations.
Sure. It was a new kind of car, a new kind of company was the headline. And they actually had it was fairly fresh styling at the time, and it had some pretty good marketing behind it.
Well, as I'm trying to put my mind back to the late 1980s, when it seemed like a great idea to say this is a totally different kind of car, and it's going to be produced in a way that's a bit more like a Japanese car, and it's the relationship between union and management is going to be not like a typical American manufacturing plant. In the end, was it a different kind of car, or was it really indistinguishable from a Pontiac or an Oldsmobile?
The initial Saturn that came out, I think if you look back at the time, now let's face it, the 80s was a particularly forgettable era in automotive design, no matter what continent you're on. I can't think of too many classics coming out of the 80s cars. But that car came out in 1990 and looked very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I think mechanically it wasn't any more advanced than anything else GM was putting out. It was nothing special from an engineering standpoint, but it was a pretty competent car, and for most of its life, the quality was pretty good.
I've read that it peaked, it really peaked in terms of its success, in about 1994.
That's right. I think they sold well over 200,000, maybe upwards of 300,000 that year.
But did Saturn ever achieve the reliability of a Toyota or a Honda?
No, they didn't. In fact, they're still... They've had some issues even recently with some of the cars. You know, everybody's quality these days, for the most part, is pretty competitive. You know, when J.D. Power does the initial quality surveys, you're talking a few problems per 100 cars are the difference between an average car brand and a good one, or an average one and a really bad one. But no, they never hit Toyota or Honda levels of quality. Individual vehicles may have at certain points. But they were never really bad cars either. You know, reliability was not an issue that drove people away from it. But, you know, this was an entry-level brand, and it never really transcended that with its product offerings, with its marketing, or anything like that.
David Welch, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
David Welch, who is Detroit Bureau Chief of Business Week.